Our reading is from the book of Exodus. The tent, which was called the meeting tent, Moses used to pitch at some distance away, outside the camp. Anyone who wished to consult the Lord would go to this meeting tent outside the camp. Whenever Moses went out to the tent, the people would all rise and stand at the entrance of their own tents, watching Moses until he entered the tent. As Moses entered the tent, the column of cloud would come down and stand at its entrance while the Lord spoke with Moses. On seeing the column of cloud stand at the entrance of the tent, all the people would rise and worship at the entrance of their own tents. The Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, as one speaks to another. Moses would then return to the camp, but his young assistant, Joshua, son of Nun, would not move out of the tent. Moses stood there with the Lord and proclaimed his name, Lord. Thus the Lord passed before him and cried out, the Lord, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger and rich in kindness and fidelity, continuing his kindness for 1,000 generations and forgiving wickedness and crime and sin, yet not declaring the guilty guiltless, but punishing children and grandchildren to the 3rd and 4th generation for their father's wickedness. Moses at once bowed down to the ground in worship. Then he said, "If I find favor with you, O Lord, do come along in our company. This is indeed a stiff-necked people. Yet pardon our wickedness and sins, and receive us as your own." So Moses stayed there with the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights, without eating any food or drinking any water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the 10 commandments. The Word of God. When was the last time you had a face-to-face conversation with a good friend? In these days of instant messages and text messages, many of us communicate in sound bites with a special shorthand, and we can go a long time without talking to friends face-to-face. Today's first reading reminds us that Moses and God spoke to each other face to face. Moses even had a special place for this conversation, a meeting tent. Whenever Moses had the desire to speak with God, he walked over to the meeting tent and talked away, sharing whatever was on his mind. I imagine Moses must have had lots to speak of with his leadership responsibilities and his journey through the wilderness. The readings earlier this week remind us of Moses' blessings and his difficulties. Moses had the right idea. He needed a face-to-face touchstone with God for his own reassurance and comfort. So after the conversations, he invited God to come along in our company. Today, let's invite God to come along in our company, to come into our lives. Our ease of prayer, our conversation, can be like Moses. God walked with him, while Moses brought all his concerns and delights to God. Moses' easy relationship with God makes me think of my life of prayer and poses the following questions for me. Do I have the faith and confidence that Moses did? Is my prayer simple, strong and durable, deep and loving? Am I bringing the most important things of my life to prayer? Today is the feast of Ignatius Loyola, a man who spoke to God and invited God to come along in his company. Ignatius found God at the time of his convalescence after a battle wound, and he walked with God for the rest of his life as he learned to find God in all things. As we reflect on God's word today, let us invite God along and make time to pray. Let's follow Moses' example and hasten to meet the Lord. It can make all the difference in our days and in our lives.